Meseches Gittin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis. Amar Laf, a man says to his wife, Kinsi Shtar Chayv Zeh, take this note of indebtedness. Ay, or Shemetzo'atu Me'acharev, she finds a document behind it, and he'd actually have to have actively turned to sort of proffer the document to her. It can't just be that she found it lying there. Kaira, and then she reads it, Varehu Gita, and it turns out that this is her divorce. Ain't I get, it's not a get, at Shemela, until he says to her, hey, Gitech, this is your divorce. There are a number of reasons given. One reason is that the Pasuk says, V'naslam biyada, v'shulcha mi beisai, and this is not considered a shlicha if she doesn't know what it is. There are other reasons given as well. Nasan biyada, if he puts it in her hand, v'hi yeshena, and she's sleeping, ne'aira, and she wakes up, Kaira, and she reads this piece of paper that he tucked into her hand, Varehu Gita, and it's her get. Ein get, it's not considered a divorce at Shemila until he says to her, hey Gitech, this is your get. Reason being is, although it's literally biyada, we learned, as we said in the previous mission, that biyada also has to mean that it's secure in her hand. And if she's sleeping, it's not secure there, so it's not really biyada. If she's standing in Rishus Arabim, and he throws the get to her, Karaivla Migareshis. If it's close to her, she's considered divorced. Karaivlai, but if it's close to him, Ena Migareshis, she's not considered divorced. Mechza Mechza, if it's halfway, Migareshis, Ena Migareshis, she's divorced, she's not divorced, she has the status of this suffix. Now, what does Karaivla, Karaivla, Karaivlai mean? What this means is not necessarily physically closer, but that it's close enough, if it's Karaivla, it's close enough for her to keep it, to guard it, so to speak, and he can't get to it. Or if it's Kariv Loi, it's the opposite. He can get to it, but she cannot. And so it doesn't actually have to be physically closer to her. One of the examples given is if there's a river in between them. So he might be on one side of the river. The get might be closer to him physically on the other, but it's on the other side of the river. And so therefore it's considered closer to him. Then we continue in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, V'chein Le'in Kiddushin. The same rule applies in Kiddushin if you throw the Kesef of Kiddushin depending on where it lands. V'chein Le'in HaChayv, and similarly with regard to a note of indebtedness. And here we're going to give you an example. Amar Le'i Ba'al Chayvei, if a person's creditor tells him, Zreik Li Chayvei, throw me my debt, throw me the money you owe me. And the Gemara adds, and he also says, Ketayras Gittin, like the law that we learned in the previous Mishnah with regard to Gittin. Vizrakalai, and he throws it to him. Karev Lamalva, if it's closer to the lender, Zacha Halaiva, then the borrower is Zaycha, so he's credited with having paid whatever he threw. And if it's subsequently lost, he still has the credit for it, and he doesn't owe that money to the lender anymore. Karev Laleva, but if it's closer to the lender, Halaiva Chayev, then the lender is responsible for it. Mechzal, mechzal, if it's halfway, shnehem yachleiku, they split it. It's 50-50. Hoysa emendes arei shagag, another case where the woman is standing on top of a roof, and this roof must belong to her. It has to be her property. Zrakayla, and he throws the get to her. Kaven shehegiyah la'avir hagag, as soon as it reaches the air of the gag, hareza mikareshis is a divorce. Now, avir hagag is actually within three tfachim of the roof. It's kelavud. Or if the gag has a wall around it, it's within the mechitzas, within these walls of the roof. Humal Maila, if he is above and he's standing on his roof, v'himal mata, and she's below in her chutzer, uzrakayla, and he throws the get to her, kaven shiatzim rishus agag, as soon as it leaves the rishus of the roof, his rishus, and it enters her rishus, the chutzer, where it, let's say it's within the walls of the chutzer, and before she gets it, before it lands even, nimchak, like nisraf, it becomes erased if it gets rained on, or it's burned, harezai mikareshes, she's considered divorced. Now one important point though is that the fire could not have been lit before he threw it. If the fire was burning before he threw it, then it's not considered like v'nasam bi'oda that he put in her hand, but rather it's like he threw it into a fire. And so therefore, if the fire was burning before he threw it and he throws it into a pre-existing fire, that is not a divorce.